Boston has apparently answered the question, what's in a name? And the answer is big money. The city's transportation authority, the MBTA, is selling the naming rights to four of its busiest subway stations, Back Bay, South Station, Sullivan Square, and Downtown Crossing. And that may just be the beginning. Kevin Sullivan is Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We asked him how much the MBTA could possibly make from the new program.
As much as perhaps $20 million over 5 years. That would be the best case scenario. We think perhaps maybe on the low end, $10 million. But one thing is guaranteed, if we do nothing, then we will make nothing. And if it catches on, fine. If it doesn't, well, then we've tried.
But let me understand what the $20 million figure is. Is that from these four stations, or is that if it catches on and expands?
That would be basically from the four stations over 5 years, we could make up to that, because there are various locations within the stations in which we could put logos and other types of paraphernalia that would signify who has bought the naming rights to the station.
Now, let's imagine we're at Downtown Crossing Station of the T in Boston, and instead it is now Joe's Bank Downtown Crossing Station. What does Joe's Bank get out of that?
Well, first of all, what we would do is keep the primary name the same as it is. So it would be Downtown's Crossing / Joe's Bank. And that's important from an operational point of view. You do not want to confuse the riders, especially people who are from out of town, who perhaps would rely on somebody giving them directions as to which T stations to take. So we want these stations to be familiar to people and to be consistent.
But Joe's Bank would get its name right out there on the sign, wherever we'd see a sign for Downtown Crossing?
Correct. They would have their logo, their name, on all of the schedules that the MBTA prints, promotional paraphernalia, as well as locations within the station. There will be space given to this this group for their own logo. And any announcements that are made will carry that full name of the station, whether it be the conductor making the statement or referring to the station over the airways. It would be basically an indelible part.
You mean as in there are delays from Downtown Crossing Joe's Bank all the way to wherever, you would say that on the traffic announcements. And I feel obliged to ask, as a native New Yorker, you're not at all concerned about what I think of as the Avenue of the Americas effect, where it doesn't matter what you call it, but the people will call it Sixth Avenue for decades?
No, I think that would go along with, with how people think, and that probably would enter into the bid price, too. I mean, people are not going to be dramatically hypnotized by a name. This is not a subliminal way of producing a campaign for a certain product or corporation. I mean, there will be people, traditionalists, who will continue to use the existing name. We concede that South Station will always be South Station. And, you know, maybe that's the right thing.
Well, Secretary Sullivan, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin Sullivan, who is Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, he spoke to us from Boston.